to come up with an estimate of the number of trips in and out of the development 24 hours or during those AM and peak time, PM peak times. This database is nationally known. Most engineering firms use it. We use that to do calculations on if any turning lanes would be needed. We used it to calculate if any, like a traffic signal would be needed, and if any stop signs would be needed. In this case, they would be needed on the westbound movements out of the development. That was the scope of service that we were hired to do. I'm not sure exactly what you had talked about in the commission meeting before. So,
where did you conduct your traffic study specifically at? Just at that location, or did you do it on both ends and find out all of the... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry. We conducted our traffic count at Deerfield Lane and Bee Creek. And in there, we can kind of determine the through movements, which were what we determined we would need, and which helped cut down the cost a little bit for the client. So then we use those through movements to determine the traffic volumes on Bee Creek.
And I think, and again, I'm not an engineer. I'm not going to give the correct terminology.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding was, is the engineering that we deal with quite often. Is Devin in here? Nope. Okay. They were going to look at the impact of the turnoffs up north, also down south, and give us a better idea of what type of impact that division, that development would have throughout the entire corridor, not just right there.
Okay.
So I think whenever, at least whenever I was talking about a traffic study, our concern is not necessarily right there and the deceleration lane, all those things. My concern dealt with the entire road as a whole. Because if you notice behind you, you've got a lot of citizens that live along that entire road as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that we have to make sure that we're not including or increasing traffic, increasing safety issues. I believe there was a wreck in that area just this weekend. And so there's wrecks through there often. And that's why we wanted that, probably a more broad traffic study done. But anyway, so that's why I was asking,
okay. How
do we have a $7,000 one versus a possible $100,000 one? It's going to take a year, and you guys are able to accomplish it within a month or whatever the time was.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to be clear. I just want to be, I wanted to be enlightened as to what the scope was, so thank you.
In that the time frame did surprise me. I couldn't imagine how the traffic study could be done in that short of a time when we got the report. But you're telling me you just limited your hours from 7 to 9 and then from 4 to 6. And I've been traveling that road quite a bit when I have appointments over in there just so that I could get a better view of exactly how much traffic is where. There are some times that I've went when the traffic was minimal. But I think it was Friday that I had a meeting to go to. I went on my way to the meeting, on my way back. Now, I'm talking around about 12:45 or so is the busiest I'd ever seen the traffic at that time when I was traveling. I had to wait some time to get on the road and wait some time to turn in. I tried to go down some of the side roads to see. So I wouldn't find those times for a true traffic study. I wouldn't find that very accurate in my opinion. I've been there at 6:30 or 7 in the morning and been surprised that the traffic wasn't any greater than it was. So, you know, a short time, it's we're talking about a lifetime of traffic for all the citizens.
Thank you.
So based on those questions, I need to also share with you that when we were here last time and we were talking about a traffic study, I had no idea that the county was willing to commit up to $100,000 to do a traffic study or whatever. I mean, all I knew is we needed a traffic study done. We didn't talk about the scope of it. We didn't talk about whether it was going to be for the entire Bee Creek Road, if it was going to be for this development and what the impact right, you know, near this development was. So we didn't talk about scope. If if you all are looking for a broader traffic study and you want the county to do that, we'd be in favor of that rather than having a decision that's going to turn down our application again. But the question is how much, you know, what is our time frame here? Because the other thing is we weren't also not thinking about a traffic study over a 12-month period of time. We thought a traffic study could be done within a reasonable period of time, 30 to 60 days. That's why we went with a traffic study that was in scope of what we produced to you. There's no nefarious intention here. We just wanted a traffic study done.
No, I don't think there's any accusations of that. Whenever we had the discussion, I personally didn't know how long it would take or what it would cost or any of those things. And so I think that I went on a fact-finding mission to kind of figure out, hey, what is going to be needed? And in the middle of that is whenever I was told that, hey, you guys had already done a traffic study. And so I didn't think there was anything, like you said, nefarious. That wasn't my opinion. All I'm saying is I don't know this. The data obviously is beneficial to you, and I don't know that you're an attorney. I'm not. but every expert witness is hired gives their clients what they want.
And I had no communication with CJW on the scope of it. I just said, do a traffic study.
Right.
Because I wanted it to be as independent as it could, because I knew the feeling could be, oh, you know, Christian just hired his own expert and cooked the study and created the result. And that is not what happened.
Absolutely not. Yeah, no, we're not saying that.
Okay, let me add something, and thank you for that. I do. Thank you for being concerned. But I do have another question, that because we have to concern, like I said, it's not just happening what's happening right now. It's what is happening tomorrow when these are built and they're put in, and what is already committed from planning and zoning that's going to happen there. So in the engineer study, I have a question. Did they take into effect, you were just taking into effect what your development right there would be, whether you had, say, 50 duplexes there, what that would bring to the road. But already a proof that is happening in the process is storage, RV storage that's be taking place just up above there, that will bring in 100 to 120, 20 to 40-foot RVs that will be coming in on the road. Was that part of your study to show? Because that is already approved and going to be happening. Was that part of the study that it would?
No, it was not part of the study that we conducted.
See, those are things that we have to take into consideration. What is, because your development isn't going to happen today. It will be take a time to build. That, I believe they told me, maybe 9 months, 10 months, that it will be fully done. That's going to be putting a little more traffic on that road also that wouldn't be in the study, just to be fair.
So I guess the only thing I could say to that is if that's the mindset that we have about Bee Creek Road, then there ought to be nothing, and I mean zero, approved on Bee Creek Road for any zoning case until the county does a full-fledged traffic study on every end of it, because to my knowledge, there hasn't been a traffic study on Bee Creek for all of the zoning cases leading up to ours. We're the first zoning case that's brought a traffic study in on Bee Creek, to my knowledge. And we're being held to a standard that others just before us have not been held to. And no, we can't predict how Bee Creek's going to develop in the months and years to come. But if there's other cases that involve Bee Creek development, it's not fair to pick on us and not pick on anybody else that's got applications pending or applications coming. They're going to have to do a traffic study then. Otherwise, we're not being treated fairly. And maybe that's not anybody's intention in this room, but I can tell you that's exactly how my client feels. We have tried to bend over backwards to address every question that's come to us. And when traffic was coming in these public hearings, we're like, look, okay, well, maybe we need to do a traffic study. Okay, well, maybe we can save the county some resources and get a traffic study. Just get one done. It's $7,000, Christian. I said, well, I think they really want to have a traffic study. We're probably going to have to be prepared to pay that if you want to have this considered in the next several months. Otherwise, who knows when the county is going to have the resources to do the traffic study? I don't know. I'm not involved in all those county meetings and budget meetings and everything else. And this is a decision. I mean, my client's been at this project for 13 months now, trying to get zoning approved for 13 months. And now I hear it could be another 12. I'm like, my goodness, what does it take for a developer to try to put in a nice project in our community? And I'm just speaking from the heart here. We are really trying to work with everybody to try to get something done, taking a piece of property that's agriculture that we know will not remain agriculture, and we're just asking for R2. I mean, that's a reasonable zoning request for this piece of property. It's reasonable.
Sorry.
It's not R3, it's R2. And we, again, we conceded that point from R3 to R2. The only other zone for this is R1. It's the only other zone. And for this development to work and for the needs of this county and this area to be met with housing, and this is going to be a great project. You've seen the plans and the sketches. It's going to be a very nice, capitally intense project. R2 is going to be what it takes to develop this the way we have intentions to develop it. So if the county doesn't want to have projects like this on Bee Creek, the signal needs to be sent. Nobody bring applications forward until the county gets a traffic study done. Otherwise, the applicants are coming in here with handcuffs behind their back, and they don't know what the rules of the game are. And I don't know what the answer is. But you can probably sense a little bit of the frustration's too big of a word, but disappointment if we don't receive some favorable decision-making here on this. So if it's more information we need, rather than start completely over, we'd be willing to think about that. But I don't know. That comes back to you. I mean, what do you want to put in your budgets, and what do you want? What traffic study do you want? Because we don't want to force a horse pill down your throat if you don't want to swallow it. If there's something out there that you want, we're all for you trying to get the information that you need.
Sir, let me say that the commissioners cannot talk privately. Where Commissioner Williams has done his research in regard to, and I have to do mine, and that we have to put them together. We have to be in the public when we're discussing this. So, no, I was thinking on the traffic study and just on the side of talking to some, 6 months was what was given to me that it would probably take. But I'm sure I talked to someone different than, you know, Commissioner Williams did. But in regard to being prejudiced against another company, the other company was approved, and Scott would have to tell me when they were approved, when Quality Structures was approved for the RVs. It was, I don't know, months and months ago, long before this. It came before planning and zoning, much before that. So, and it is on, I went through the list of everyone, every business that is on both sides of the road of Bee Creek. And that's the business, it's on the business, there's more businesses on that side of the road, if you notice. And on the side of the road where you're talking is residential. After you get through Boys and Girls Club here, then you come down to the section of the Deer Lane and so forth. That is all residential. There's many, many homes back in that area, and I'm sure that you've driven in there and saw. That's a residential section. And there are several older people that are pulling. Some of the people are out every day working. Some of those are, and they deal with that traffic. And all of those things have to go in play for the safety of the people. And the home that you just gave us, that just showed us, it's beautiful. It's and everything for it's a duplex you're showing.
Right.
Now the second one, where it looks like there's a top, how many cars would you anticipate? So you've got two duplexes for one, and then you have the second story there. How many bedrooms is that, would you say?
There are two or three bedrooms, if I might